Straight Talk 1400, 733. It is 23 degrees, partly sunny today, a high in the mid-40s. Well, as our listeners know who have been paying attention to the news, last night Crystal City did pass the conditional use permit for the project put together by Wings Enterprises. And joining us this morning is the Crystal City Building Commissioner. His name is Dave Kozel. How are you, Dave?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
You wanted to spend a couple minutes because talking to us about some of the information being put out there. Because when people talk about I guess we should really talk about the job of a building commissioner. Because when people put out information about a project, this is something that you have hands. This is what you're working on, right?
I'm involved in it from day one.
All right. So if it's like, hey, Dave, I want to build a house or something like that. It goes through you, right?
It starts with us, yes, sir.
And so when information is put out there about a project that you don't feel is accurate, does that upset you a little bit?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And through, I guess, the leader, C4 has been putting out a bunch of flyers, and they usually start with something like trust issue number whatever, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about some of these. For example, the one in my hand says trust issue number 7, and they're questioning what is the truth, and they have a list of bullet points, and one of them is no public input. We've been to a lot of meetings.
It makes you wonder if they've been to the same meetings we've been involved in.
How about no research on this company?
Define research. It's kind of like if you come to me and you're wanting to build a house, and I can use this analogy all the way through here, and I'm not obligated to research you personally or professionally. You can come to me, you can pull your permit, and you can build your house.
What about, again, I've heard this, this isn't listed in this particular issue, but I've heard this before, no advice from competing engineers or attorneys.
Well, I believe the word is competent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. And we have had that, and since day one. Carl Vogt has been hired as the engineer for this project to the city to advise and to consult on this. And the attorneys, that's been handled by the city attorneys all along.
What about the environmental impact studies?
The project site has been released by DNR for industrial use. So all the environmental studies have already been done and completed.
Now, isn't it fair to say that this is a brownfield site, which means... And I'm sure you can give a better definition, but it was once industrial. It's not necessarily suited for, a kindergarten playground, but we would like to, the state encourages this to the brownfield sites to be redeveloped.
Correct, they do. And, in fact, there's a seminar, I believe, later this month or first of next month on just that and brownfield sites. To where they are, there will be companies actually looking at and other places marketing brownfield sites. But again, it gets back to the point that DNR has had control over this site. It is a brownfield. It has been released for industrial use.
What about another bullet point? No concerns for the health and welfare of citizens with respect to the proximity of heavy industry.
All those concerns have been taken into consideration, and I believe the P&Z people in Crystal City really looked at those long and hard. But it also gets back to the history of the city and the fact that PPG was there for over 100 years. And the heavy industry has essentially always been there, and people nowadays tend to forget that's always been that way.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this because they go through they make a point about saying, hey, what they start out talking about, they mention ever changing story. What they started talking about originally has changed with who's going to engineer it, number of jobs, you know, things like this. When they first approached Crystal City, was it pretty clear that a lot of this had not been completely designed and engineered?
I was not involved at that point, but what I do know is when you come, again, kind of put it into, you know, simplified terms, it's an evolving process. You can come to me and you can say, I've got this idea, or this is what I'd like to do here, but and then work on that process as far as making it apply and fit into that scheme. So, again, you can say one thing, but as you work through it, engineers, different companies, different consulting, you're going to find what will fit into this this program. It changes.
You know, if I was building a house, it could be topography of the land I'm using. You know, maybe I wanted, you know, a colonial, and maybe a split level would actually work better. You know what I mean? Depending on how everything's graded out. And so I'm still building a house, but it's going to look a little different.
Exactly.
On a trust issue number 8, they talk about this is no green smelter, and they go through a bunch of different things. Do you think some of the points they make here are deceiving?
Quite deceiving. If you just want to start at the top, two barge staging areas, location secret, and they capitalize the word secret. In the public hearing, I believe that this was discussed and brought out. The location is not even determined. It's not determined by us. It's not determined by WINGS. It's determined by the Corps of Engineers. So it has to do with making proper descriptions of these areas. And as far as like the zoning lawsuit regarding heavy and industrial zoning, that's not even that where that bullet point goes is not even associated with the WINGS project. Secret furnace technology. Again, it makes you wonder if they've been to the same meetings we have, because they have discussed the furnace technology. The one that really jumps out at me is pipeline comes through here and delivers 1.7 million gallons of unknown liquid per day. I sat through every meeting, and all they've ever talked about is water and iron ore. And that, how that becomes an unknown liquid, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, and it kind of forms a slushy. And it's my understanding that they will actually use the water that they need to take out of the mine, because, you know, any mine, you need to remove a certain amount of water. And they'll actually use that water instead of having it run down the mountain or whatever. They'll use that for the pipeline. So that's where the water's coming from, plus the iron ore. And it's going to, you know, like those 7-Eleven slushies kind of deals.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's a pretty good description, yes.
All right. Well, I'm just going through it. The furnace technology is relatively new, but I never got the impression it was secret. It's electrical. It's conductive. You know, is there something secret about that I'm missing?
Again, that's all been explained in every meeting since the first presentation.
Okay. So anyway, you see these issues come, and we mentioned, you know, we're talking about 7 and 8 here, but obviously they've been coming for a number of weeks, right?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I believe the one prior to that, the one that I guess that's when I pretty much started paying attention to them, is where the C4 group was actually taking credit for all the conditions that the planning and zoning people had worked on. And that kind of, trying to choose my words properly here, but that bothered me in the fact that, in my opinion, they seem to be more hindering the process than actually helping the process.
And those conditions, and there were a bunch of them. They really dealt with everything across the board, from creating a berm 6 foot high around the edge of the property and some type of decorative fencing, to you know, lighting and noise. I mean, they go across the board, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. Cover every aspect of the project.
And you, now that it is passed, are you comfortable with what PNC, the conditions they put on?
I'm comfortable with what the planning and zoning and the council put on.
Okay. Yeah, because it actually it started in the PNC and then the council added some more, right?
Planning and zoning made the recommendations, and then the council considered those recommendations as well as additional ones.
Do you think this planning and zoning process could have been any more open?
I don't see how it could have been any more open. There were, I believe, three meetings where there was public input, at least three.
Okay. So so what is your job as building commissioner in Crystal City now that that this permit has been passed?
Well, right now, there's not a whole lot I can do at this point because now the WINGS is applying for their federal permits, and that's a somewhat time-involved process. At the same time, they will be doing some site evaluations and that sort of thing, but it is really a matter of them getting their federal permits.
Now, you're not the only person in the building department at Crystal, right?
No.
Has this been a exceptionally frustrating process for you and your team?
That's a good.
It's kind of nodding.
Yeah. Yes, it has been.
And because I guess, do you feel like this information that's coming out, or these flyers that are coming out, this marketing campaign is kind of painting you and the rest of the city as being incompetent?
Somewhat. I just don't believe it's telling the whole story. And the whole, in my opinion, is I believe we just need to be moving forward. And it all and since this started, since I came on, that's been my goal, is to just move the process forward.
Have you ever been engaged in anything like this before, where you're doing your job or whatever, and you're and there's some type of campaign against a project like this?
No, never have.
All right. Does this happen in other cities, and we're just unaware of it? Have you talked to people where they say, "Oh yeah, I had the same thing"?
No, I'm not aware of it. I question the extent of this opposition, where it really comes from. It just doesn't fit as to why and how adamant things are. When you're bringing a project in that can bring jobs, bring stability, bring industry, with industry and stability, other things can come in and follow. It's not just WINGS, because there are other supporting companies and businesses that can come in and be a part of our community. So the extent of it and the way, let's just say, things have been picked and picked at, you know, at some point it became splitting hairs, and then it became splitting atoms. And it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Do you think this campaign was designed to incite fear?
Yes.
And if you don't know a lot about what the project is or what's going on, I could understand obviously this raising some questions.
Well, it raised questions in my mind in the beginning, before I started working at Crystal City, because it just had to do with the type of information that was coming out. If it was going to be a black smoke belching stack similar to what was up at Doe Run, sure, I didn't want it. I knew a lot of people that felt the same way, and that's the way they painted it. That's the way they described it. But one thing I was always taught is that if you don't have the information, you wait till you get the information before you make a judgment. And I've had the opportunity to be looking at this from both sides, from the outside and from the inside. And this is, you know, again, it gets back to a question of fear. And misinformation, and then what's the real motive behind it?
And a lot of talk about secrecy, and you could make that argument in the beginning. Of course, that was at the request of the company itself, who I guess didn't want, you know, the price of the land to go up or whatever. But you know, the past year or so, I don't know that if you could make that argument.
I don't believe that argument is valid at this point. Plus, as far as secrecy on this is concerned, there's actually precedent for this, both on the, on the federal, state, and local level. So this type of confidentiality agreement has been done before in other areas.
That's true. Do you think it's a green project?
Yes, I do, and I think
everybody has a little different definition of green, but let's talk about it for a little bit.
Well, I think we're benefiting by the fact that, and I think that's what really, in my mind, turned things around by Wings hiring Alberici Constructors to do this project. They are the leaders in this area. Up until recently, they were their building was the greenest building in the world. And they take all that into consideration. As far as green is concerned, there's a designation that they are striving for, and that's called LEED certification. If they get it, fine. And if it's missed, I can feel confident saying they're going to try to find out why and correct that.
What does that mean, LEED certification?
Well, that gets into, it's LEED, and I couldn't tell you just off the top of my head what that stands for.
But it's a designation that says this is a green project.
They have certain parameters that they have to go by in order to get that certification.
Okay, because I could put extra insulation in my house and call it green, but this is actually, hey, you have to meet this list of requirements.
It's the whole process itself and project.
Any smokestacks? On this project?
No, sir.
There's no smokestacks?
No, sir.
It will generate some heat, right?
Actually, in the description that I recall, with the heat that is generated, it does go through a ducting process and filtering process that not only cools it, but it's cooled for a reason, and has to get any particulate matter to drop out, which, if it still has any ore left in it, can actually go back through the pre-processing part of it.
Do you expect this to be a dusty plant?
Not based on what I've seen in the presentations.
Really?
No, sir.
Because a lot of what I noticed, that this is going to be covered, and we're going to have this this conveyor belt, and it's going to be covered, and it seems like there won't be a lot of open product or waste sitting around.
Well, and that gets back to the same thing from the very first presentation. The conveyor system has always been a covered conveyor system. Why it got thrown out there as far as making sure it got covered, I don't know. And again, it has more to do with the misinformation, I think, that keeps getting thrown out there.
Light? Is there going to be a lot of light pollution?
They're going to be using a lot of what they call downlighting, and it's called the Dark Sky Initiative. And lights are only going to be on when somebody is in that area or moving through that area.
Noise? Is it going to be really, really loud?
Have this at I believe it was 80 decibels or less. Nobody's going to need hearing protection on the site.
So if you're in the building where the machinery is and it's 80 decibels or less, then at the border of the property, it should be a lot less than that.
Theoretically, yes.
So, well, it looks like it's moving forward. Toughest job you've ever done?
I've had some frustrations in the past, but this one I think has probably topped it all.
How long have you been the building commissioner?
Time flies when you're having fun. I believe it's been about 8 months now.
Okay. And as the Crystal City Building Commissioner, as a guy sitting here, as someone, who lives and works or whatever in the area, you're comfortable that this is going to be an asset to the city?
I'm more than comfortable that it's going to be an asset to the city and the community and Jefferson County as a whole.
And people aren't going to have to move out of town because this starts operation?
If they do, that's up to them. I see no reason why.
Because it's not going to be that tall, relatively speaking.
Correct.
I'm talking about from Crystal City streets. There's no big belching smokestacks.
No, sir.
Not a lot of light at night.
No, sir.
Not a lot of noise during the day.
No.
I mean, there's got to be, I guess the The bulk stuff's coming in from the pipeline and out on a barge, right?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you'll have a couple trucks from time to time throughout the day, but
normal operating deliveries.
All right. I just want to go through it with you. You know, I'm trying to ask all the questions I can think of, Dave.
Yeah. You know, again, if you, it's just frustrating. You know, one of the things that they even talked about also is did not require traffic flow studies to be considered. And then they referenced the city of Peavely. And, again, getting back to the twisting of the words, is currently completing a traffic study before committing to an industrial development. Well, it's not an industrial development that they're committing to. It is a retail commercial development. The reason that they are having a traffic study is at the request of MoDOT because it involves a state route. This project does not directly connect to a state route. And so when I called MoDOT, they advised me of that. Now, we could have still requested one, but it was not necessary requested by MoDOT.
And a shopping area is a little different from an industrial site.
A big difference.
Yes, you know, sir. All the cars going in and out all times of the day, and, you know, that's a little different.
Right. Well, constant flow.
Well, I wish you well. I guess you kind of wrap up your portion of this, but you'll continue monitoring it as they apply for their federal permits. And that was part of the, what people have been saying in Crystal City was that, you know, as far as the environmental stuff is concerned, now it goes between in front of EPA and DNR and all those kind of things. And it's not going to be, and we've already talked about no smokestack and everything like that, but if EPA and DNR today applies all their latest standards to any type of industrial project, which is a little different from what they do if a building's been sitting there for 100 years and they try and constantly get it to improve.
There's no playing catch-up.
Yeah, it's going to be all the latest from the beginning, or should be.
Yeah, and again, it just has, you know, we've come a long way. There's been a lot of anger. There's been a lot of discussion regarding this whole project. And at some point, we just need to move forward, and the city needs to heal. And we need to either come together and move forward. It's done. Let's make it the best thing that we can for the city of Crystal City and the area in general.
All right. We'll leave it right there. Dave, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.